This is the Sakar Merli of the 5th of June 2024. Essence, sweet children, you are the children of the Lord and Master, and are to become princes. Therefore you should not desire anything, or ask anyone for anything. Question: what should you not depend on to remain healthy? Answer: some children think that they will remain healthy by depending on worldly comforts. However, Baba says, children, you should not have any desire here for worldly comforts. Worldly comforts will not enable you to remain healthy. In order to keep yourselves healthy, you have to stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. It is said there is no nourishment like the nourishment of happiness. Remain happy and intoxicated. Give your bones to the Yajna, like Dadiji Rishi did, and your health will become good. Om Shanti. The father is called Karan Karavanhar. You are the children of the Lord and Master. You have the highest position in this world. You children should have the intoxication that you are children of the Lord and Master, and are once again establishing your fortune of the kingdom by following the directions of the Lord and Master. This does not remain in any of your intellects. Baba is saying this to all you children in all the centres. There are many centres and many children come here. It should constantly remain in the intellect of each one of you that you are once again establishing the kingdom of peace and happiness in the world by following Baba Srimat. You just have to remember two words, happiness and peace. You children receive so much knowledge, therefore your intellect should be very broad and unlimited. A midget intellect is of no use here. Consider yourselves to be children of the Lord and Master, and your sins will be absolved. There are many who do not remember the Father throughout the whole day. Baba says, why do your intellects become dull? It is not in the intellects of many children who go to the centres that they are establishing the deity kingdom in the world on the basis of Srimat. They should have that sparkle and intoxication inside them. While listening to the Merli, you should experience goose pimples. Here, Baba sees that the children's goose pimples remain dead. There are countless children who don't have it in their intellects that they can have their sins absolved by remembering Baba, and that they can create their kingdom by following Srimat. Every day, Baba explains, children, you are warriors, those who conquer Ravan. The Father is making you children worthy of being in a temple. But you children are not able to maintain that intoxication and happiness. If you don't receive something, you begin to sulk. Baba is amazed at the stage of some children. They become trapped in the chains of Maya. Your honour, your activities, your happiness. They should all be wonderful. Those who cannot forget their friends and relatives will never be able to remember the Father. So what status will they claim? It is a wonder. You children should have great intoxication. Consider yourselves to be the children of the Lord and Master, and you will have no need to ask for anything. Baba gives you such limitless treasures that you won't need to ask for anything for 21 births. You should have that much intoxication. However, some of you have a completely dull, stagnant, midget intellect. The intellects of you children should be 7 feet tall. The height of human beings is at the most 6 to 7 feet. Baba inspires you children to become enthusiastic. You are the children of the Lord and Master. People of the world don't understand anything. You explain to them. Simply think that you are sitting in front of the Father. Keep remembering the Father and your sins will be absolved. The Father explains, children, Maya is your strongest enemy. She is not such an enemy to other people as she is to you. Human beings don't know this. Their intellects are degraded. Baba tells you children every day, you are the children of the Lord and Master. Remember the Father and continue to make others the same as yourselves. You can also explain to others how God is the true Master and how you, his children, are the children of the Lord and Master. The intellects of you children have to keep remembering this as you walk and move along. You also have to give your bones in service like Daddy Chi Rishi did. Never mind giving their bones in service. Some want even more comforts. Your health cannot improve with those things. In order to become healthy, you need the pilgrimage of remembrance. You should have that happiness. Oh, we have been defeated by Maya cycle after cycle, and now we are conquering Maya. The Father comes and enables you to gain victory. There is now a great deal of sorrow in Bharat. It is Ravan that brings limitless sorrow. Because they have aeroplanes, motor cars and palaces, those people think they are in heaven. However, they don't understand that this world is going to be destroyed. They spend hundreds of thousands building dams, etc. So many armaments are also being bought. They are going to destroy one another. They are orphans. They fight and quarrel so much, don't even ask. There is so much rubbish. This is called hell. There is great praise of heaven. Ask the Maharani of Baroda where her Maharaja went to, and she would reply that he has become a resident of heaven. No one knows what heaven is. They are in immense darkness. You too were in immense darkness. The Father says, I now give you godly intellects. Consider yourselves to be the children of God, the Lord and Master. The Lord and Master is teaching you and making you into princes. Baba quotes the saying, what could a sheep or goat understand about the celestial sounds of heaven? You now have understanding, whereas human beings are like sheep and goats. They do not understand anything. They just continue to sing all sorts of praise. The secrets of the beginning, the middle and the end are now in your intellects. You have to remember very clearly that you are establishing peace and happiness in the world. Those who become helpers in this will claim a high status. You can also see who become helpers. Each of you should ask your own heart what you do and whether you are like a sheep or a goat. Look how much arrogance human beings have. They keep growling. You should remember the Father. You have to give your bones in service. You must not upset anyone or allow yourself to be upset by anyone. You should not have any arrogance. I do this, or I am very clever. To have such thoughts is also body consciousness. Such souls behave in such a way that they should be ashamed of themselves. Otherwise, no one has as much happiness as you. If you kept this in your intellect, you would be sparkling. There are some very good Maharatis at the centres, as well as some cavalry and also some infantry. You need a broad and unlimited intellect to understand this. There are different types of teachers. Some are very good helpers, and they remain very happy while doing service. You should have intoxication. What status would you attain by not doing service? The mother and father have regard for the children. But what can Baba do if you don't have regard for yourselves? You children have to give the Father's message in brief. Tell them, the Father says, man above. Some words in the Gita are correct, but they are like a pinch of salt in a sack full of flour. This human world is so huge. It should enter your intellects how big this world is, and how many human beings there are, and that none of this will remain. There will be no trace left of some lands. You should be happy day and night that you are becoming the masters of heaven. This knowledge is very easy. The ones who explain it should be very entertaining. There are many different methods of explaining. The Father says, I am making you into great diplomats. An ambassador is called a diplomat. It should be in the intellects of you children. Oh, the unlimited Father is giving us directions. Imbibe this, and then give the Father's introduction to others. Apart from you, everyone in the world is an atheist. However, you are also number-wise. Some of you are still atheists. You do not remember the Father. Some of you say, Baba, I forget to remember you. This means that you are atheists. Are you not able to remember such a father who makes you into princes? You need a broad and unlimited intellect to understand this. The Father says, I come every 5,000 years. I carry out my task through you. You warriors are very good. Salutations to the mothers refers to you. You are the ones who were worthy of worship and who then became worshippers. You are once again becoming worthy of worship on the basis of Srimat. Therefore, you children have to do service in a very peaceful manner. You should not have any peacelessness. What status would someone who has evil spirits in his every vein claim? Greed too is an evil spirit. Baba continues to observe how each one of you behaves. Baba makes your intoxication rise. Some don't do service. They simply carry on eating and drinking. Therefore, they will have to serve others for 21 births. Some will also become maids and servants. At the end, everyone will receive a vision of what they are to become. It is only the serviceable ones who will win Baba's heart. Your service is to make others into residents of the land of immortality. Baba inspires you to have a great deal of courage and to imbibe virtues. Those who remain body conscious are not able to imbibe virtues. You know that it is by remembering the Father that you go from this brothel to Shivalaya, the temple of Shiva. So you have to become like that now. Baba writes in the letters, "Beloved spiritual princes and princesses of the Lord and Master, you will definitely become princes if you follow Srimat and become Maharatis. This is your aim and objective. Only the one true Father explains everything very clearly to you. Do service and continue to bring benefit to others. When you don't have any power of yoga, that happiness does not remain and you have desires. I want this and that. It is said there is no nourishment like the nourishment of happiness. You princes and princesses should have a great deal of happiness. When you don't have this, many other types of things arise in you. Oh, the Father is giving you the kingdom of the world, so what more do you want? Each one of you should ask your own heart what service you do for such a sweet Baba. The Father says, continue to give the message to everyone that the Lord has come. In fact, all of you are brothers. Although people say that they are all brothers, they simply say this with the idea that brothers should help brothers. Here the Father says, you brothers are the children of the one Father. The Father is the one who establishes heaven. He establishes heaven through you children. He explains many ways to do service. You also have to explain to your friends and relatives. Just look at the children abroad who also do service. Day by day, as people see calamities taking place, they will think that they should claim their inheritance before they die. You children are uplifting your friends and relatives, and you also remain pure. However, it is difficult to maintain the consciousness of brotherhood constantly. The Father has given you a very good title, princes and princesses of the Lord and Master. Therefore, each of you should check yourself. What will you become if you don't do service? If someone accumulates something, but then uses it all up by just eating all the time, that soul would then incur further debt. Those who do service should never think that they have given this much, or that others are being sustained from that. This is why those who help are also being taken care of. You should explain that he is the one who is feeding you. You spiritual children are fed, and so you then serve him. This is a huge account. If you do not do service with your mind, words, and deeds, how then can you have that happiness? By preparing food in remembrance of Shiv Baba, you receive power from it. Ask your heart, do I make everyone happy? The Maharati children do a great deal of service. Baba is having the pictures printed on oilcloth so that they don't tear. Baba's children everywhere send money. Where would the father get money from? How are all these centres run? It is the children who run them. Shiv Baba says, I don't even have a single shell. As you progress, people will come and say, please use our house. However, you will then say, it's too late. The father is the lord of the poor. Where can the poor get money from? Some people are millionaires and some are multi-millionaires. For them it is heaven here. That is the pomp of Maya, and it is about to fall. The father says, you first become children of the Lord and Master, and you then become princes. However, you also have to do sufficient service for that. Remain in great happiness that you are now the children of the Lord and Master, and that you are to become princes again. Only when you have served many will you become princes. Your mercury of happiness should rise a great deal. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Never upset anyone, or let yourself be upset by anyone. Do not be arrogant about your cleverness or of any service you do. Just as the father has regard for you children, so each of you should also have regard for yourself. 2. Finish all your desires with the power of yoga. Stay constantly intoxicated in the happiness that you children of the Lord and Master are to become princes. Stay constantly peaceful while doing service. Remove any evil spirit that may still be within your veins. Blessing. May you be a greatly fortunate soul and receive a crown of light from the Father for your Brahmin life. The speciality of the confluence-aged Brahmin life is purity. A symbol of purity is a crown of light that every Brahmin soul receives from the Father. This crown of the light of purity is even more elevated than a jewel-studded crown. This crown is a sign of a great soul, a highest on high soul, and a soul with godly fortune. Bapdada gives every child at birth the blessing, may you be pure. The symbol of that is a crown of light. Slogan. With an attitude of unlimited disinterest, remove any distress from souls who are being distressed by their desires. Om Shanti.